highway. Your parents died in an accident. We started crying then, all of us at once. The social worker tried to hug us, but I pulled away. I was mad. Everyone had been telling us everything would be all right, but this was not right. I ran over to the cop and started hitting and kicking him. Our parents were not much, but they were all we had. Most people have some kind of family ties, relatives, even if they live far away, who will help out when there is a real need. The social workers tried and tried to find somebody like that, who would take in my brothers and me, but they had no such luck. Nobody wanted us, which was how we ended up in foster care. Like most, our state is pretty short of foster homes. Some counties don't have a single home. At any given time, it can be a challenge for a social worker to place one kid. Finding a home to take three brothers on short notice was an impossible task. So we were separated for the first time ever in our lives. When my brothers got into a car to be taken away, I tried to run after them, but a big man grabbed me. He picked me up and held me tight. I cried and fought against him, trying to get down. Why were they going and not me? What had I done bad? You can listen to the news and know that the foster care system has a lot of problems, but I have to give them credit for one thing. They tried to make it where my brothers and I got to see each other on a regular basis. The plan was for us to get together once a month. That may sound like a lot, but to a little kid, a month is the same thing as a year. And sometimes it worked out, but sometimes it did not. Or two of us would make it, but the other one would not. I understand it better now. People are busy, especially people who take care of lots of kids. Things happen. But I didn't understand it then. All I knew was they would tell me I was going to see my brothers, and then it didn't happen. It just started eating at me. A lot of things did. Not many kids get to stay in the same foster home for very long. I lost count of how many different ones I got sent to. Some places I would go to for just one night while they tried to find someplace else for me to go. Others lasted longer, weeks or months maybe. I was still pretty little then, so my sense of time passing was not all that good. One foster mom told me she was thinking about adopting me. She was going to see if she could get my brothers too. I was so excited. Finally, a real family for me. I couldn't stop thinking about how great everything was going to be. I hoped it would happen soon. But a few days later, I came in from playing and saw that foster mom was packing up my stuff. No way. I started crying and asked her why she was...